Okay. So we had a Triple Crown winner, and I worked to put this video together. We'll see how it goes. I usually just have video and then music behind it, because the announcing of those horse races is so exciting as well. I've tried to mix the announcing with the music. Let's see how it goes. It always sounds good in earphones, but then over stereo, sometimes it sounds not so good. We're going to go through it, even if it doesn't sound great. Okay, you're racing three times. First one is 2 minutes and 3 seconds long.
With Mama beside you to help you along, you'll soon.
We'll get about 30 seconds off. Second race is 1:58 seconds long. We'll get about 30 seconds off. Third race is a little bit more than 2.5 minutes long. The goals we're going to set up for ourselves is for the first one, beat the 2 minute average you just did. Second one, match the first. Doesn't have to be more. Third one, which is even longer, needs to match the second one. If you do that, you win the Triple Crown. All right, are we ready? When the bell goes off, we hit the R button. We're going to ride anywhere between 80 and 110 RPM. R button. Let's go.
And American Pharoah Broco Gaze on the outside of horses in Fort Minnesota, even better. And Heartbeat Diem is there. And Fiery Lines in the early mix, too. It's going to be Dortmund to set the pace here in the Kentucky Derby. Firing Lion on the outside is second. American Pharoah is third to the outside of them. Heartbeat Diem is right there. Dancing Mode is close and running in between horses. And follow Mr. Z is after that. And then Ocho, Tech Center. Upstart is Three Lines. They move into the turn. He's 8 lengths off lead. Then the World Traveler moves on. He's just down on the inside.
Yeah, right.
It's an outside. And then Trey Curry is farther behind than he expected. And then comes Frosted Four Story. Near the back of the field, and the trailer is far right, saving their way to the back stretch. It is Dortmund that's running, went a half mile in an easy 47 1/5 seconds. Dortmund, the leader of the back stretch.
Come on, a little bit more than a minute.
Gary Stevens has firing line right in.
Can we surge a little bit?
Farrell will be third of the back stretch. He's 2.5 lengths off of his stablemate.
Come on, can you bring the wattage up? If you don't win the first one, you can't win the Triple Crown. Let's go. On another watt or two, another few RPM. Let's go. R button. All right, we get about 30 off. And then we go for 1:58.
With all the predictions of greatness,
whatever the average wattage is you're looking at now, we need to meet it or beat it. Get ready.
In the Kentucky Derby.
Hand on the R button. Resistance where you need it.
Stevens is a bolt of lightning over Pimlico strikes. They're all in line and ready for the start.
our butt. Let's go again.
Mr. Z, who's on the mess. American Pharoah on the inside thunders on through now. An American Pharoah will be tested early by Mr. Z as they come by us the first time. And Dortmund has taken off the pacing four lengths off the lead. The firing line dividing rod. Bodhisattva and Dancing Moon on the inside. Caleb Bird trails the field as American Pharoah tries to shake away in the slump over Mr. Z to a flashy opening quarter mile in 22 and 4/5 seconds.
Hey, you're out front now.
Running in third position. He's
can you hold it?
Then dividing
rod, most times, no, you can't if you start out there.
We thought he would be here. Firing line is about 8 lengths off the lead, just ahead of Dancing Moon. And Caleb Verve is at the back of the field. Up the back stretch. And the Kentucky Derby winner is the leader. American Pharoah has run a half mile in 46 and 2/5 seconds. And he's going along quicker than he did in the Kentucky Derby. He's in front by 2.5 lengths. Mr. Z is second, and Dortmund is closer now. And he's moving up on the outside. And now American Pharoah's lead is down to a half a length.
They're closing that gap.
Dortmund is caught wide in third.
Can we start to surge again? Can we put a few more watts on there?
American Pharoah is the leader as the field rounds the far turn. Dortmund is on the outside running in second position. And Divining Rod is right there. Mr. Z is next, and the others are far behind. And they're coming to the top of the stretch. Three quarters in 1:11 and 2. And they're into the stretch. And the slot at Pimlico. And American Pharoah has pulled away to a 2.5 length lead over Divining Rod. And then it's Dortmund.
Hang on now. R button. Can we do those numbers again? If you can, you win the Triple Crown. If you can't, you don't. It's just how it is.
Sensational performance by American Pharoah. Victor Espinosa.
Let's get ready.
Hard at the start of the race.
Start putting that resistance back on.
Challenge early briefly from Mr.
Here it is.
He shook him off and it was done.
R button. Let's go.
Not a great start for American Pharoah, but he will be sent to the lead by Victor Espinosa. So he waits no longer. Right to the front for American Pharoah.
You need to do the same. There's some fresh horses in here. I haven't raced all three of those.
Position materiality is third to the outside. A ground saving run for Mutaki, who's right behind American Pharoah into that first turn that made from Lucky. Keen Eyes, Caleb Bird, and the trailer is from Ento.
This is the Belmont.
24 seconds left. A sensible fraction for American Pharoah, who leads the way on that sweeping first turn here at Belmont Park. And materiality is kept close by John Velasquez running in second position. Mutaheej, Frosted, and Keen Eyes are right there. Keen Eyes is not far behind at all. He's 2 lengths off the lead. Then it's Made for Lucky. It's 4 lengths more back to Taylor Bird with Clemento of 48 and 4.5 miles. So it continues to be a moderate.
You're not even halfway yet.
And it is American.
You need to hang on to this wattage.
By 3/4 of a length. Materiality keeps the pressure on in second. Mutaheej is third on the inside. And then comes Keen Eyes in fourth. Frosted is fifth. Made for Lucky. Ridden along to keep up with the field. He's sixth and he's 4.5 lengths off of American Pharoah. Promento and Taylor Verver at the back of the pack. So, American Pharoah is halfway home in the Belmont. 3/4 went at 1:13 and 2
minutes to go.
And he begins his run into the far turn.
Can you do a little more?
To the length ahead of Materiality in second. And then it's Keen Eyes on the outside of Mutaheej. Frosted is second behind them. And then Made for Lucky on the outside. Around the far turn. And American Pharoah continues to lead the way. He's on top by 3/4 of a length. Mutaheej is off the way. And now he's a length behind in second. And American Pharoah picks away. American
if you can do another 2 watts, you'll pull away. If you can't, you gotta hang on to what you're doing now.
As they come into the final furlong, Frosted in second with 1:18.
R button. We got one more thing coming.